Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
My next guest is Kathleen McCloskey. Kathleen is the CEO and Chief Learning Officer of Empower the Learner, LLC, and founder of Make Learning Personal. She is also the co-author of bestsellers Make Learning Personal and How to Personalize Learning. She is a contributing author to the bestseller 100 No-Nonsense Things That All Teachers Should Stop Doing. She is an innovative thought leader, international speaker, professional developer, and Universal Design for Learning, UDL consultant with over 35 years experience in creating learner-centered environments as a teacher, K-12 technology administrator, and consultant. Kathleen is passionate in empowering all learners to thrive with tools, skills, and practices so they can become self-directed learners, learners with agency who are future ready for college, career, and life. Welcome to the podcast, Kathleen.
Well, thank you so much, Dana, for inviting me today. And I look forward to, diving in deeper about all the things that I do.
So. Well, yes, I know you have a lot of interesting things to share. And we'll start out with the first thing I ask everybody. Tell me about a time when you were in the trenches and managed to crawl out.
Well, I was in the trenches during... I started my career in education, actually, in 1986, mm-hmm. And received my master's in 88. And then I proceeded to become a computer teacher in the late 80s, which was absolutely wonderful, and with middle school. And I love middle school kids. And then I went on further into being a technology integration specialist in the early 90s, which was pretty rare at the time, and then ended up being a K-12 technology director, both in Massachusetts and in New Hampshire, and then walked away in 2001 from K-12, but was now going to really engage educators in their thinking around how technology can be very empowering for kids. So so I started, I became an entrepreneur in 2001, and the rest is history. And I've been, I'm in my fourth company, and it's been really exciting and, and a lot of hard work. So anyone that wants to become an entrepreneur, let me just say to you that it's more work than, than having a, a job that you go to every day, but you have to have a lot of self-discipline as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you told me in the pre-chat about you have to be very confident about what to do and maybe for a plan B if that business fails, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. But the thing is that you have to be willing to fail. And you learn things from your failures and, and you come out the other end still. Because you actually have to have a mission in your life, and I do, and I sort of kept my eye on that prize for the last 20 years. It served me very well, and I've done things and have been places I never dreamed of going to being. So when I co-authored two books, I never thought ever that I would have done that. I just want to say to everyone, you can't write the script of your future.
Yeah.
because I'll tell you from, that really it's life is, in this entrepreneurial life is really a journey. And it's really the people that you connect to, and the people that believe in your vision, in your mission. And I've met the most, exciting individuals and wonderful educators around the world. And I never thought I would ever be in that position, but I was.
Well, tell me about the books. So you published Make Learning Personal in 2014 and How to Personalize Learning in 2016. So how has your work evolved around co-authoring those books?
Well, let me just say to you is that when we co-authored the first book, Make Learning Personal, that was really based upon a course that Barbara Bray and I developed called The 5 W's of Personalized Learning. And we were the first people to really talk about personalized learning. And we gave that course for over 5 years. We met some very exciting people, again, around the world and in our own country, but school districts that are ready to move to personalized learning and wanted to learn how to do that. So the first book was really based on that. The second book, and let me just say that, you know, Colwyn Press contacted me just through an email, actually a message in LinkedIn, and wanted to meet. Because they had, you know, we had created a website called personalizedlearning.com, and people were reading the blogs, and they knew that not many people were talking about this very specific topic. I foresaw personalized learning being one of the hottest things in education back in 2011. So that's 10 years ago. And I envisioned that. So, you know, getting to do it and then people recognizing what you do is really great. But here's the second book. The second book is the How to Personalize Learning. And I think this could have been at least 2 to 3 books now that I look back at that. But out of chapter 4 is called Discover the Learner in Every Child. Mm-hmm. And why do I use the term learner? Is because we don't always recognize that all children sitting in your classroom are learners. And I wanted people to start using that term because words matter. And this word really matters because I wanted teachers and anyone to understand that every child is a learner. And we need to recognize that first. We need to discover how they learn. You know, here we are in the education field and we don't spend a lot of time really trying to discover how children learn about their strengths and challenges. And by the way, we all have them. And so over the past 2 years, I really have delved more deeply into this, you know, into learners, but also into this, the research around identity. And I've talked with researchers around this very piece. And one of the things that one of the, you know, takeaways from all of this is that identity is at the core of adolescent social and emotional learning. And having an identity and knowing who you are and how you learn, what you aspire to be, is critical in really understanding and valuing who you are. And so out of that research, I've developed a company almost 2 years ago called Empower the Learner. And so we are developing, you know, we've developed a program, a 5-module program for educators or parents to learn that very piece about their kids, about who they are and how they learn, what they aspire to be. But we've added this other piece, and that we're actually trying to develop 2 practices with kids, a practice of mindfulness and a practice around their learning. Because learning needs to be a practice. And there's some really great research and a report out from KnowledgeWorks on human-centered learning that was developed by Catherine Prince of KnowledgeWorks. And basically, I had already had said this, that we need to have kids develop learning practices, but also a practice of mindfulness. I think we need to sort of slow it down and get kids to develop these practices so that they can be more independent and self-directed, so they can develop a positive self-talk every day. And I'd like to get into that piece on self-talk. We don't really talk about it very much. But let me say this, is that children naturally are comparing themselves to other children in the classroom all the time. It's just a natural behavior. And they're doing quite a bit of self-talk every day. And we already know that some of that self-talk isn't is probably pretty negative. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you have if you are always finding yourself not able to do things, or you're comparing yourself and you're saying, I can't do this and I can't do this, if Johnny can do this and Mary, I can do that, that is really, really damaging to children. And we need to get kids to be able to talk about who they are and how they learn. Because in order to create this culture of inclusivity, right, where we value and respect each other, we need to share those things, okay? Kids are not ever able to talk about challenges that they have in an open forum. And we need to begin to allow kids to do that. Mm-hmm. And to have a regular discussion, you know, and it can be done very easily. I mean, I've developed the Empower the Learner profile for kids to easily to understand this. So, but the who I am is all those things, those personal things, how you really see yourself, how you describe mm-hmm. yourself, mm-hmm. what words describe you, you know, what you love to do outside of school, you know, all those things that make you a person, make you unique, you know, and we want to be able to share that with others. And I think in this time when we, you know, where kids are going back, they went back to school after being away for so long, this would have been just a really great way to get kids to introduce each other again. And we've done a lot of, you know, activities around who I am, but the next piece about how I learn is not really anything anyone has ever done. Okay, so the Empower the Learner profile uses the cognitive neurosciences for kids to begin to understand how they learn. And so I'm a longtime user and practitioner of universal design for learning. So about 9 years ago, I developed what's called the UDL lens of Access, Engage, and Express. It's clearly in both books. and what it looks at is that, how do we access and process information into usable knowledge? And how do we do that? How do we like to do that? What are our strengths and our challenges? And what are our needs and preferences? The second one is about engage, and how do we engage with content and concepts and ideas? And we do that in different ways, but we have strengths and challenges in those areas. And the last is how we express what we know and understand. And we all have, you know, strengths and challenges as well as preferences and needs. And we want kids to be able to share that easily. So, and to understand that, because one of the things that most kids can't tell you is how they learn, okay? What they can tell you is what their needs are or their preferences are, but they don't really know what their strengths and challenges in a way that they can articulate that. And then the last thing is what they aspire to be. And the third one, what I aspire to be, is all about what are your passions? What are your interests? What are your aspirations? What are your hopes and dreams? And we want to know this about children, because this is a very personal understanding about yourself. And oftentimes children don't share these things, and we should know them, because why else are we in education but to help children realize their hopes and dreams, right? And I'm just going to share sort of like, let's see if I can pull up sort of like a graphic that you can, let's see, understand the whole piece of the, so let's see. I'm going to just open up a PowerPoint for those who are watching this, and at least I think I am, if I don't have too many things opened up. And Let's see. It's still sort of reading. Yeah, I'm not too sure why that's doing that. But identity, there's three aspects: who I am, how I learn, and what I aspire to be. And I do want to share with you that, okay, here it is. I want to share my screen with you. So here's a graphic I've created around identity and seeing it as the on-ramp to learner empowerment. And so I'm just going to share a little bit here. First of all, we want all kids to develop a positive self-image, to have agency in their learning, and also be able to self-advocate in the way they learn. And this is one powerful way to do that. And again, the three aspects of who I am, that could be your culture, what's special about you, what you're proud of, words that describe you, how you may want to make a difference, things I love to do inside and outside of school. Those are all the things that kids could share. And how I learn, and I talked about this just a few minutes ago, is your strengths, challenges, preferences, and needs to access, engage, and express, and again, what I aspire to be. So that's really the core of what I'm doing now, is getting this first piece of what I call the Empowered Learner three-step process. And so this first piece is all about the learner profile. Now, if we want to take a look briefly at how this is all sort of built, it's really built around, and I apologize for just sharing slides, but I think it's helpful for you to see this. So here's the framework in which is really based on a great deal of research. I spent a couple of years developing this piece here alone. And so first, it's all about identity, okay? We've talked about that. Because in the end, we want kids to develop skills to support their challenges, enhance their strengths, to grow socially, emotionally, cognitive, and academically, and to realize their hopes and dreams. Because here are the outcomes we want for all kids: positive self-image, agency in their learning, a practice of mindfulness, a growth mindset, and the ability to self-advocate. Now, I just did a presentation just a few days ago, and with a gal teacher from Wisconsin who's been using the Empower the Learner profile for, it was just the learner profile just a few years ago, but she's been using that with her kids. She's a special ed teacher. All kids entering school in freshman year basically begin the Empower the Learner profile. And she basically has them work out each one of these pieces. And in the end, they have a one pager. I'm just going to show you what her learner ended up with his learner profile. Okay. So what does this learner do with this profile? Okay. And by the way, these kids have some fairly serious challenges in their learning, but now they can talk about it. And they actually take this one pager and they go to teachers and really discuss what their strengths and challenges are and what their needs are to learn in their classroom. So they become more proactive about who they are and how they learn. And it's a game changer for these kids. In the actual learner profile, there's actually some charts. And these charts were included in chapter 4 of How to Personalize Learning, but they've been adapted. And this gal, Andalia Espinosa, has done this. And this is the starter sentences, because a lot of children have cognitive challenges and beginning and just trying to describe about what your strengths and challenges are becomes, you know, difficult for them. So these are all like starter sentences and descriptions of strengths and challenges around access, engage, and express. In the actual, you can actually end up with this profile here. And this is an example of the Empower the Learner profile, who I am, how I learn, and what I aspire to be. And actually, Andalee shared exactly what happened to her one of her learners, Nathan, and he's a senior this year, and he's been using this profile for 4 years. And he actually wrote his own IEP goals. And the kids, all her kids lead their own IEP meetings with this learner profile. How about that?
Yeah, that's something that I've rarely heard of. And how old are these kids, at least that she works with, that are making these learner profiles? Are they middle school and high schoolers or even younger?
Yeah, well, so this is her kids are in high school, mm-hmm. but I've actually worked with school districts where we've developed learner profiles at the K-2 level. Okay. And so it's a way to have a conversation with the learner. And just remember that this profile does change over time because mm-hmm. let me say to you is that three-step process I was sort of sharing you is really this three-step process. So it starts off with the profile and they build a personal learning backpack because they're going to work on a strength or a challenge around access, engage, and express. And what does a backpack include? Well, it includes both tools and apps, along with the very specific skills and strategies around those tools and apps. Mm-hmm. So that's, we all have a backpack, by the way, because we're always supporting our learning almost seamlessly now. But kids that really have challenges that are really sort of have prevented them to really realize who they could be. This is a great way for kids to become more independent and self-directed when they're able to use tools independently to support mm-hmm. their own learning. And this young man I was referring to, this Nathan, and he basically says, you know, and they take the ownership now. You see, this learner profile really drives ownership to your learning because now you can talk about it. And now you can say, here's what I want to learn. Right. He wrote that IEP goal this year, you know, and he actually basically said, this is what I want to learn. And so I can, before I leave, you know, out of high school, because I want to go to college, you know, I need to be able to do this. So kids are doing really great self-exam about their strengths and challenges and then acting on them. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. here's a really good piece of information. Always remember this. You cannot act on something you can't talk about. Mm-hmm. This is why you want to do this, okay? The reason why we have kids that are, you know, we basically, you know, can't get them past, you know, helping themselves is because we've never given them the ownership. We've not allowed them to, how can you have ownership to learning if you don't, can't even understand how you learn mm-hmm. and you've not talked about it, right? So, there's a lot of little missing pieces to get to that ownership. Several years ago, I wrote a blog post. It's called Ownership to Learning. What does that really mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a child can't describe the strengths and challenges in their learning, then that child cannot act on that. Okay. They can't. And the last piece here is developing a personal learning plan. Where you set goals around your learning, you actually develop an action plan, mm-hmm. you learn how to monitor your progress because you're going to set certain activities to really learn something that you want to support. And then of course, a reflection. And I also want to point out is there's not just learning goals around access, engage, and express, but there's personal, there's college and career and citizenship goals. It's a real wow in the end when kids can do this. And when Annalise said her kids are able to, all their kids lead their own IEP meetings, if you can imagine, okay? That could easily be done from middle school on, by the way. I would really encourage people really to sort of, you know, contact me or whatever, because, you know, the Empowered Learner program is really so effective with schools that may want to do this as a whole team, right, to implement. And it's really powerful, powerful learning on the educator's part. If there are parents out there that have children that have a lot of challenges, you know, absolutely, because we have a parents program as well. Mm-hmm. And why do all of this? Well, I want to point out, another piece here is that we want kids really to build and use a common language around learning.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine, if you're an educator, now that you can actually talk with kids in relationships to this terminology, because right now there's no common language around learning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great way for kids to have conversations. And to, again, take that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
That ownership. But I want to introduce you to also the audience to a great tool that I developed this past year with Book Creator. And for those people that, that actually use Book Creator, the Empower the Learner profile is there, which is only the first step, by the way, of that three-step process. But it brings you right through a template that walks you through who I am, how I learn, and what I aspire to be. And then every kid can actually build a one-pager. And this is an example of that one-pager around Jacob. But there's a template for kids to put that information in and end up with one pager. Please share this among your colleagues, because this is, this is firstly a great and a fun tool to use, but it's universally designed. It's can be used in any language, by the way. And then kids can express themselves in different ways in Book Creator. So you have the ability to do audio, writing, video. It's really a great tool that can get you started, at least, and to begin those conversations and to really talk about their learning.
Could you mention the URL for those who are just listening?
Oh, okay. So it's the URL, by the way, is bit.ly/E, L, profile, all lowercase. So it's case sensitive when you're using bit.ly.
Great.
So a lot of times, why do you want to do this anyway? So here are some reasons, by the way, to empower the learner. I just want the educators out there to think about, if you had kids that were able to support their own learning, what a different world we would have had in the year that they were learning by remote, right? And we already know some kids, lots of kids struggle. Some kids like that sort of environment, but on the most part, there are some kids that have dropped out completely. And so we want to provide reasons to use this particular tool and also may consider joining our program this coming year, okay? So the first reason is we want all kids to say this, right? Just think a moment if you could ever get every kid in your classroom to say, I believe in myself, right? What a wow moment that would be, right? And we know that children that are successful in school and in life are people that believe in themselves and really understand a lot about themselves. And that profile, by the way, is that great tool that kids can always have. The next piece about, reasons to empower the learner, kids in their self-image, okay? It's about the self-talk, really, and the stories they tell themselves every day. And the stories they tell themselves every day is what they believe about themselves. And that's why it's important to have kids to be okay around their identity, okay, and be able to talk about it. I know personally what happens to children when they have negative self-talk year after year, day after day. And it's lifelong I will tell you that children that do a lot of negative self-talk really struggle as adults because they didn't really realize the things that they could do. They didn't necessarily believe in themselves and not, you know, given the opportunity to know and understand and to be able to develop skills to support their learning. What drives me every day is really my personal experiences with my own children. Okay. And I know what happens. I have two children that are 40 and 42. So I do know what the outcomes are of children that don't necessarily believe in themselves. Even if you believe in them, they struggle. Second of all, it's skills. It's skills to support learning, everyday learning, and for a lifetime. We need to help kids develop skills and practices to both support their challenges as well as enhance their strengths. So we definitely want that, and also a daily practice of mindfulness. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because we want kids to have great outcomes in life, right? And lifetime outcomes, it's about age and seeing their learning, being mindful, having a growth mindset, and to be able to self-advocate in how you learn. The best thing we can do for children is for them to be able to do that exact thing. Because when they walk out of K to 12, there is no one else advocating for them. They are advocating for themselves, and they have to have that skill. Go to college, you have to self-advocate. And knowing how you learn and be able to advocate for your learning and what you need is extremely important. So, and here's the last piece here. This is the research I was referring you to earlier about learning becomes a lifelong personal practice, because we need, for kids to be lifelong learners, they need to really have a practice in learning. And by the way, we all have our own practices. And some of us, it came naturally, but some kids really struggle with that. And so that's the power behind the three-step empowered learner process, and the first step being the profile. So Dana had asked me earlier about my quote around learner empowerment. So I'm going to share that with you. And here is what learner empowerment is to me. And I'll just read it out to you. And learner empowerment is realizing you are the one who needs to share who you are, how you learn, and what you aspire to be, the things you've waited your entire life to hear, know, understand, and take action. So let's empower really every child, you know, going forward, because they need to be empowered. And I think about the hopes and dreams that children have, and just ask yourself about your own hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. And maybe you have some, and just think about how you want to get there. And you want to talk to someone about them, and then you can take action. Okay, so I hope there's lots of people out there that still have those wonderful hopes and dreams, even no matter what age you are. I'm going to share a brief story about a friend of mine who's 74 years old. And she shared with me that she was a really timid child, and actually really timid even as an adult. She was a teacher, an early childhood teacher, and she basically kept all her hopes and dreams on hold almost her entire life, until her son gave her the opportunity to jump off an airplane at 65 years old. And when she did, she said, if she could do that, she could do anything. So at 65, she created a whole new journey in her life. She became a children's author, and she has now over 5 books published and another like 5 or 6 all ready to be published in the next few years. But she told me that story because, you know, there's things that you believe you can't do. And then when you try something that seems impossible and you do it, then you realize you can do anything. And that's the true story. And she's one of my closest friends. So she became empowered, you see?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of what you're saying and the quote that you shared and what you're doing for kids in schools now, we're really helping empower these younger students, like you said, have that self-agency for when they go into college. And, you know, a lot of us, when we went through high school, weren't necessarily empowered. And sometimes a lot of things were done for us, right? And like you said, as a parent, parents can also use agency, right? And advocate for their children and use the learner profile. This isn't just for educators, as you said. This is something
right
that parents can learn a lot about.
Yes, and I do want to share with you a project that I'm going to beginning myself and our team are going to begin actually in January, and we're actually going to take this this empowered learner profile, and we're going to adapt it for children with neurological disorders, so that we can empower parents to understand better who their kids are, how they learn, and what they aspire to be. And so they can advocate for them. But the learner profile, on the most part, can be used by any child, okay? And it's so empowering when you can share these things about yourself. If we want kids to be lifelong learners, they need to be empowered with how they learn, for sure. And it's a really practical process, and it's pretty easy to understand. But if you'd like to share out the book creator site for Empower the Learner, and you can do an easy search, by the way. I also want to tell you that there is a introductory book that gives the background to the research behind this whole Empower the Learner profile. So I just want to share that with you, and maybe I'll share that with Dana so that she can have that out there as well. And it's actually put out by Book Creators called An Introduction to Empower the Learner. And that's also available.
I'll share the link in the show notes for that book. And okay. If people want to connect with you on social media or find out more about Empower the Learner, where can they go?
So we have a website, empowerthelearner.com, and you can read about our program for both educators and for parents. And you can follow me on Twitter at KHMMC or at Learner Empower. Those are both Twitter handles that we use. And, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I've been there for quite a while. And so that would be the best way. And if you want to contact me by Gmail, my Gmail is khmcclaskey@gmail.com. And, I read that all day long. So, and I'm more than happy to respond to anyone that has questions or has an inquiry about how we may be able to support you at some level. So I really, I feel like I've done most of the talking, but there's really so much to share. And I hope that there's some really, some good blog posts on the website around identity. And so I'm hoping that people will join me and in our team next year. And so I just want to leave this with everyone. My team and I decided we'd like to really have a group of educators to look at, and here's what I'm going to say. We're going to run a beta test on the Empower the Learner program, and we would like to people to contact me to do that. So you can bring a whole team, and if you want, there's no cost to you, but we would really like you to really go through the entire program, and we'd just like some really some feedback on our program. So that we're going to do a beta test actually early next year.
Okay.
So khmcclaskey@gmail.com is the best way to reach me.
Okay. And is there a, like a due date to contact you for being a part of that test?
Yeah. So by the end of January.
Okay.
Yes. By the end of January. Yes. Okay. To do the beta test. Okay. And the sooner that you, you know, submit your name, you know, the better, because we'll have, we'll probably have a cutoff if we get a lot of interest in this. So just talk about it among your peers, and, you know, and it's, you know, it's self-paced, but let me just tell you that there's 5 modules that are included. There is over 25 instructional videos on how to use very specific tools around both strengths and challenges. There's a whole practice around mindfulness in this program. And we're also going to do some live coaching during these sessions. So every couple of weeks, every 2 weeks, we're going to do some coaching and for people to come in and ask questions and on really how to, you know, how to implement possibly or how to use very specific tools or how to adapt it. But we... would love to have people coming in to try the beta test on this new program. So
great. Well, I'll include all that information in the show notes. And thank you so much for sharing that opportunity with teachers. And, you know, thank you so much for all your information about the, you know, empowering the learner profile, and how both educators and parents can use these tools. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today.
Well, thank you so much, Dana, again, for inviting me. I just really enjoy, you know, podcasts really over anything else I've done in the past couple of years. I really appreciate the time I was able to share all this with your audience.
Thank you. Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it, and if this episode resonates especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.